Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Look twice, save a life, really could help avoid motorcycle accidents. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. Both the Tuscola and Huron County Boards of Commissioners went on record supporting motorcycle awareness in May and for the entire biking season. A representative of Region 7 American Bikers Aiming Towards Education, known for short by ABATE, went to both counties' meetings seeking support, which he received. To go along with that, ABATE Region 7 will host a motorcycle awareness ride on May 12th. The ride starts at noon at Evergreen Park and ends at the Blue Water Sports Bar and Grill in Port Sanilac. At the end of the ride, there will be a meeting. The event is open to all who ride motorcycles. Participants do not need to be a member of ABATE to join in. Huron County continues to work on developing its own geographic information system, known as GIS for short, department. At Tuesday's county meeting, commissioners approved hiring Shannon Brown as a full-time GIS technician at Step 1, with a salary of $43,314. Doing that builds on the agreement Huron County entered into in February with Tuscola County and their GIS department to help with development of their department. Huron has been without a GIS director for about 6 months. The county advertised for one, but was unsuccessful in drawing a candidate for the position. Due to that, Huron commissioners reached out to Tuscola County for help. Under the three-year intergovernmental agreement that was reached, Huron County will pay Tuscola $32,000 per year. The agreement also includes Tuscola having GIS Director Cody Horton providing GIS infrastructure, data organizing with both digital and hard copy maps, and much more. Horton will work in Huron County one day a week to get the GIS department up to speed and to help with problem solving and such with the system. When Huron's GIS system is fully operational, it will enable people to easily view, analyze, and understand patterns and relationships. A fully functional GIS system will be beneficial to several departments, township, and taxpayers looking for information, and it provides an invaluable visual image. And we will continue with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Michigan police are launching Operation Ghost Rider to crack down on distracted driving using unmarked vehicles. The operation, involving state, county, and local agencies, begins Monday. Spotters in unmarked vehicles will alert marked units when they observe distracted driving, particularly phone use. Governor Whitmer's hands-free driving law prohibits holding or supporting a phone while driving. Penalties range from fines to community service and driving courses for repeat offenders. Jim Santilli, CEO of TIA and chairman of the Governor's Traffic Safety Advisory Commission Distracted Driving Action Team, emphasized the importance of road safety to WDIV amid persistent dangers posed by distracted driving. Operation Ghost Rider was introduced in 2017 and will see multiple mobilizations in 2024. The Rolling Stones are showing no signs of slowing down anytime soon. They kicked off their latest tour Sunday night at Houston's NRG Stadium. During a vibrant 2-hour show, the Stones, who've been touring for more than 60 years, played with the energy of a band that was on tour for the first time. Frontman Mick Jagger often strutted up and down the stage with seemingly boundless energy, while guitarists Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood played many familiar guitar riffs beloved by fans, the Stones have hit the road to support their latest album, Hackney Diamonds. Houston is the first stop on the band's 16-city tour across the U.S. and Canada. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And taking a look now at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Jordan Miller, age 20, of Elkton, passed away at home, surrounded by his loved ones, on Friday, April the 26th. Funeral services for Jordan Miller will be Wednesday, May 1st at noon at the Evangelife Assembly of God Church of Bad Axe. Burial will follow in the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy, and on Wednesday from 11 a.m. until the time of service at noon at the church. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.